Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Going to put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in prime.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings this.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Woo! Welcome into Sports Sunday, no. Joe Fisher.
No, stop.
Rashawn Taylor across the faux marble table.
Stop, man. That's not how we start the show.
What?
It's morning.
What?
Joe Fish, let's go. You have something to say.
It's way too much energy for you?
No, not enough, man. Where's the good morning? That's your thing.
Oh, dude.
That's your thing, bro. Let's go. Start again. And go.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday.
Yes.
Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor.
That was way too cool.
Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Hey, listen, I'm lagging ass a little bit today.
Right? Hey, guys.
I feel
it's
that.
It's Joe.
Dude.
I'm tired.
No,
I'm tired.
Man, I haven't seen my guys in a couple weeks, man. I need that same energy that I'm used to, man.
It's good to have you back, brother.
It's good to see my dudes, man. What's
up? Let me slurp down some more of my energy drink here.
Sugar-free, right?
Apparently. That's what they tell me. It says zero sugars on here.
Yeah, well, that means it contains something else that'll give you cancer, so be careful.
That looks like a can full of sugar. Yeah, it's like a warhead.
Yeah, sour green apple warhead flavor.
Oh, that's badass.
It is. It's tasty. It's real tasty. No artificial colors either. You actually ripped on this one a couple weeks ago. You're like, man, that thing's got
to
be.
I said, you're going to piss like Shrek. You have to.
And then I dumped some out, and he was bamboozled to see that it was, in fact, clear.
It's probably
don't
really.
Don't get. Come and look at this.
It's probably that's really, right. Truly inside of there. And then, like, it's a very good chance that it's a.
Listen, I'm still playing hurt, all right? Because we had, was it Friday, was Fan Madness?
It is still Fan
Madness.
Still is. How did that go?
It was fantastic. Great time over there at A-Lin-A, up north in the north of the border.
Yeah, it's always a chill time at A-Lin-A, especially if you win. You hit, then you're having a great time.
We did all right on the blackjack table. We were doing real good, and then we got greedy.
Yeah,
and then we got greedy. We took our first little halftime break. We were at a table, me and some of the bosses there for a bit. And we were doing good. And then we took that halftime break, went back to the table, got some food, got some more drinks, and then we went back to the blackjack table to try and win some more. And
You got some food, you got some drink, you felt better about it. It's like, you know what?
We got our orange slices in us.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. You know, let's go ahead and get back over there and test our luck. And apparently
they had us in the first half. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not very good. Yeah. I love it, man.
I would not recommend those showing up near the end and taking Joe Fisher's seat after he gets up, because then, yeah, easiest way to drop $150 in like 30 minutes or so.
If I'm hitting, I'm not moving. This is my seat now. Like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to pay somebody a couple bucks to hold it while I use the restroom. Hey, man, here's 20. You want to just sit here for me for a second as I go use the restroom?
We were doing good. I'll give some prop to Kurt Ludwig and his lucky bean.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The lucky bean, man.
Lucky bean.
Honestly, this was probably an OSHA health violation. He had like a Bloody Mary at one point.
Right. Nice.
And he took because it came with like a green bean in it or something like that, like a celery stick and a green bean. And he took the green bean out, and then he just like hung on to it, and it just stayed at the table. And then it took on the moniker of being the lucky bean. And he just was waving his bean around at people. Tried to stick his bean in my ear a couple times. It was not good. And again, then one of the people that were in our group, he put the bean in his mouth.
Oh, that's,
yes.
That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we don't believe in COVID anymore?
No, not at all. Not at all. I could tell.
That's gone, apparently.
This dealer that
bro,
we had.
Bro, put the bean in my mouth. Do it.
The dealer that we had, she was, I don't think she was a fan of ours at all.
Oh, I can imagine.
Was it the same one when I showed up?
Yeah.
She seemed annoyed.
Yeah. I don't know.
These guys are putting beans in each other's mouth and stuff. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, waving their bean around, but.
Hey, that's the whole idea. You have fun.
Well, number one.
Beans, you wave
you know,
it around.
Lud, the fact that Kurt went ahead and got the Bloody Mary. I'm a big Bloody Mary guy. Like, don't have them all the time, but if there's someone that has a special Bloody Mary, or that's what they specialize in is Bloody Marys, I'm going to partake, for sure.
Yeah, I just had nothing but beers. I'll bring the beers. I'll bring the beers. I had beers just the entire time, and then yesterday, I wasn't, like, hungover. It was just, like, sluggish.
Oh, beers are. I don't really drink beer.
I felt
anymore.
Like I ran a marathon the day. I felt like I ran a 5:27:40 the day before.
I'll be real, man. I don't really drink beer anymore. Like, it was, you know, as I got older, that feeling you were just kind of describing, that
I'm
not hungover,
just
but just like
run down,
just lazy,
just
almost. Like,
yeah,
I didn't like that feeling, and it was making me super fat as I was getting older. So I was like, and I love beer. Beer is. Living in Oregon, living in Portland. So last week I was in Bend, missed my guys, didn't get a chance to do the show.
How was the weather?
The weather was amazing.
Yeah,
like, it was
nice,
a beautiful
here.
Day.
It was nice up here.
Yeah, I got a chance to go to this this place called the Oregon Youth Challenge Program, OICP, and it's where a lot of students go to be able to kind of earn some credit for high school and stuff like that. So they kind of become cadets in this almost like military boot camp style school. And so I'm mentoring a young man up there and went to go see him, and he's only been up there a few months, but it's amazing what push-ups can do for people.
Were you going Maury Popovich on these kids? Boot camp status?
No, that all being,
you think you're tough?
What was my guy's name? What was the big I think his name was Paws, Big D. I think that was his name. I can't really
remember.
They got
the boot camp guy?
But he would come out on Maury. He usually have like either a uniform or a sleeveless, or excuse me, a V-neck like sweater,
and he'd be all jacked up,
no shirt underneath it.
Very, very strong looking man.
No shirt underneath it, and he would come out and kind of set those kids straight. That's not what I had to do. I just really went out there to be a mentor. But after that, just looking for a place to hang out. They have so many breweries. Very few, not very few, but not a lot of like cool bars. No offense to Ben.
Just breweries.
But it was a bunch of breweries and stuff like that that I was like, you know what? I'm not really drinking beer right now.
I'm sure there's some good bars. You just got
to. So I went to a couple.
You got to look a little harder.
So night one, I end up going to like M&J's, R&J's. I can't remember the name of it. Tavern. And went in there, and it was a tavern. You know, there were people there. I had a half of a beer and was like, I think it's time to go. I might have been there for 11 minutes. Now, I'm in Bend, Oregon. So I can almost paint a picture for most of you as the lone black dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 99%
white. Let's go ahead. Yeah.
Was it M&J?
M&J's. That's where I went the first time. Shout out to M&J's. Waitresses, well, were really nice, you know, kind of helped out and everything. But for the most part, you look at the pictures right now, Joe, it was like, okay, this is a cool bar, but probably not for me right now. And so I go to like my concierge or the front desk person. It's like, man, what's there to do here? Like, where's... It's at this point, it's Saturday.
You're not from around here, are you, buddy?
Actually, it
well,
was.
Well, there's
it was,
a great selection of breweries.
It was two native ladies that helped me out. They were super, super chill. And one of them was like, oh, there's this place called Astro Bar or Astro something. It's like, but people get in fights there all the time. Police be there. And I'm like,
Astro Bar?
Sounds like it might be kind of fun to, you know.
Sign me up.
If nothing else, man. So I go to this first bar. It's okay, you know, but then go to Astro and it's like, this is better. However, everybody there was like 24.
Okay, I found Astro Lounge. Looking at that now.
Yeah.
It's a college bar.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I might have stayed for...
What college?
11 minutes.
There's a lot of rich people in Bend that have college-aged kids.
OIT?
They're probably going to hang out at that place.
No,
OIT,
I mean, it was
Bend
a lot of young
Community
people.
College.
Go Owls.
Yeah, it was a lot of young people, and either way, it probably wasn't my scene, my 40-year-old scene.
No, there's a large blue drink with multiple straws coming out of it. That does not scream Rashad Taylor.
It does not scream Rashad Taylor.
Well, so, you all and I can't go do one of those together? Let's go.
Do we have to drink out of the same?
Yes.
Are we all drinking out of the same cup?
Damn right we are. No, we're doing a big old punch drink with this, same bowl, but straws into it.
You know, prior to COVID, it's amazing how reckless we were living. You know,
on a sanitary scale?
Yeah, like let's go ahead and all drink out of this. Put our straw and drink out of the same big ass blue drink.
I do that now.
Beans were in ears and mouths all the time back then.
Yeah, I guess. I guess they were, but I mean, I'm glad we are where we are now, you know.
But why? Someone tell me why, damn it.
Admittedly, I'm dragging a little bit of ass too today. You weren't here, Rashad. I discovered the champagne of beers last weekend.
Oh, not the High Life.
The High Life. Miller not Genuine Draft is now my choice.
No. That's Miller High Life and the Genuine Draft. Those are two different things.
You're living the High Life, though, if you drink Miller Genuine Draft. That's the whole phrase. Like, I think there is a thing called, like, Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, yeah.
There's, like, 64. No, I drink Miller Genuine Draft, the champagne.
Oh, I love MGD.
And it is nectar to my lips. I had another 7 yesterday after, like, 9 last week.
Listen, it's really hard to find, too. Like, I only find Miller.
Yeah, probably for a good reason.
Hey, man, listen, MGD is goated for me as a beer. Like, it's always been. High Life is one of those other ones. Like, I can't quite afford MGD, but High Life is going to be good. Everybody's going to enjoy.
Yesterday at Freddy's, $12, Rashad. No, it was in the affordable. It was less than Rolling Rock.
I
was impressed.
I'm shocked that they were giving away MGD for $12 a 12 pack.
Hey, man. MGD is
a dollar a beer.
So wait, you're not an MGD fan?
No.
You're tripping, bro.
No.
You're tripping. When I first really, as a kid, when you're trying to get booze and stuff like that, man, MGD came in the clutch. And then as I got older,
Again, you are like, what, 40?
Right? I am.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Have some respect for yourself.
What do you mean? I do respect myself, which is why I love MGD. See, that's uppity. I'm playing golf every weekend stuff. I'm
I was
too
gonna
good
say it is claw season.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like this guy, exactly. He's about to be on his claws here in a minute, man. He's an appreciated good MGD.
I got a few claws in the fridge at home waiting for me.
I knew that ghost wasn't no damn ghost. I knew it was a claw. There's something in there.
Yeah, see those IPAs. They don't need to mess up our stomachs. We can all go lighter. I see
IPA
it.
Tastes like it. Earwax.
Well, I love it. It just I can't do two in like before feeling like I'm like already full for the day.
You know when I get an IPA is when I'm not really feeling like drinking. Not drinking a lot. Like I know this one IPA.
You just want a couple.
Will probably get me feeling okay. Like I can have maybe a shot of something in IPA. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling pretty good right now because this IPA is, you know, thick as a Snicker.
Yeah. Careful there.
I almost hit the dumb button just out of instinct. That was
I
hilarious.
Heard the S. I heard the S.
Come on, man.
Vancouver Ford text line chime in. MGD is not the champagne of beers. Miller High Life
is the champagne
of beers.
High Life definitely is the champagne of beers.
But, you're going with the black labeled bottle. You need to go with the clear gold.
That's what I buy.
Which one?
The clear gold.
Well, yeah, then you're drinking the High Life, not in genuine draft.
But it,
I'm telling you, you need to look up the MGD.
MGD this is why it's a different one.
This is why I'm ripping on it, because MGD is no good.
And you're gonna stop saying that, man, because that is untrue. MGD is amazing.
It's not. Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. Treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. And also, the madness, it was fantastic these last couple days up at A&A.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm sure it was amazing.
Well, it was great just in context of the games, too.
Well, I mean, unless you're talking locally. But yes, if you're talking about the overall experience, I'm sure it was absolutely amazing
up
there.
Guess what? It's twice the madness, okay? Because George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys of Law and Coors Light presents Fan Madness Thursday from noon to 7 p.m. at X Golf Tualatin this Thursday.
Right.
And then Friday from noon to 7 p.m. at X Golf Vancouver. So you can watch the tournament. I'll bring the beers. And you can play some golf at X Golf. I'll be there on Thursday at Tualatin. I will not be making the trip Friday to Vancouver. Just a little bit too long for my liking. But I will be there Thursday, probably from noon to 7 the entire time. I confirm that that we have our own bay at X Golf.
Nice.
I was like,
we should. I
don't know if I'm showing up if we don't have our own bay. Yeah. Because that was the whole thing with the Tennessee the Fan Winter Golf Classic. Someone was like, Joe, are you going to be showing up to that? And I'm like, well, all the bays are accounted for because there are people playing. So because I cannot play, I will not be showing up to that. No.
Probably not. Well, Vancouver and Tualatin stand up. You know, the fan is in your hood. You know, we on the side of your town. Pull up.
Fan Madness presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys of Law. Injuries and missing work ruining your day? Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com. He'll make him pay. And by Coors Light, don't let your bracket break you. Coors Light, celebrate responsibly. I did celebrate responsibly on Friday, by the way. We had a party bus, all right? The girlfriend drove me home Friday night. She took care of me. It was good times. Good times.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, definite great time.
It was a good time last night until it wasn't. We'll get to that. There's one team who their bracket got busted thanks to a school where nobody knows where they actually are geographically. There's a chance that we could have two more blue bloods go down, fingers crossed. We need to talk about the Streisand effect. Do you know what the Streisand effect is, Rashad?
I don't know.
Jordan,
don't
do you know what the Streisand effect is?
Does it have to do with Barbara Streisand?
It does.
I don't know what it is.
It does, okay. But we'll have a little lesson today. We'll get to that later. We need to talk about the Shohei Ohtani story again, because Jordan and I and Patrick Harris are talking about it on Wednesday. And I want to talk about feeling bamboozled, hoodwinked. This Ipe guy, he even got me. I was like, on Wednesday, I'm like, he went to UC Riverside. Not so fast, my friend. This dude is on one right now with his biography and the background that he's giving teams. And who bites someone, honestly? We'll get to that in the second hour, too. But let's start first here locally. It was fun until it wasn't. We get to that next to your Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz behind the glass. 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As one season ends, another begins. Going through my emails right now. The Newburgh Vipers, fifth grade soccer team.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Spring soccer.
Bum, bum, which they do in bum, some bum, states. Like, it's like, bum, bum, instead of it being a fall sport, it's a spring sport.
They
some
just
places.
Do both.
Yeah.
No, well, they do crazy. That here.
Yeah, yeah. They obviously
like,
have it
no,
in the
for
fall.
Their, for their schools and stuff like that. Like,
well, I was just bitching to my mother yesterday that I played way too much soccer instead of baseball as a kid. Like, Mom, you put me in soccer when baseball was going on. Come on.
Yeah, I've taken my son to do some BP, take some grounders out, you know, where we used to live in Beaverton, but it's been a little while. And he, you know, he was down for it for a bit, but the dude loves his soccer. He loves his basketball. Those are his two go-tos. I'm trying so hard that one day, maybe by the time he gets to high school, he makes golf his spring sport, but it's just it's not looking well at all. I got a few years to go, and we need a lot of excitement drum up before then. Because right now, anytime I get him out to the driving range swinging the club, he just one, I want to swing the driver and nothing else.
Yep.
Doesn't want to work on the wedges. Doesn't want to work on the irons.
I want to hit dingers, Dad.
Oh, dude, I just want to. And then, but that's the thing too. Is like even when he swings the driver, it's no passion. It's the big stick, dude. You got to have some fire in that thing. And it's just he is just going through the motions. And it's like, all right, just step off. Let me get my swings in here, bud.
So my little dude loves to go into the driving range for whatever reason. Like he'll bitch and moan about like, hey man, need you to go out there and get some dribbles. We have like the dribble up ball.
So it's like
it's like this yellow basketball that has like a little QR code on it, and it has all these dribbling workouts that kids
I think
do
you've told
really,
me about this before, yeah.
So when I tell them to do that, it's like, do I have to do that right now? Like, yes, bro. You know, but if it's like, or hey man, let's go out there and shoot, it's like, man, bro, I don't want to do that right now.
But get your ass out there.
But if I'm like, man, hey man, let's go ahead and get to the driving range, it's like, okay. Can I get my own bucket? Like, I mean,
dude, hell yeah.
No, like we'll be here forever if that's the case, you know. That's why like the buck isn't that expensive, but bro, like we're not there yet, but he loves it for whatever reason.
Hey, listen, also I was there once too as far as just getting going. I was next to a guy at the driving range yesterday though that I thought that he was going to shank one like right into my spine. And because he was in the bay right behind me, and you know, there's times I'm looking out, seeing where my target is, and then I see a ball like pass me, like 2-3 feet in front of me, going dead right, and I'm just like, oh my god, today's the day I die. Today's the day that I get absolutely crushed by a golf ball in the range. Luckily, we made it out of there alive, but I was scared S-less for a while. Man, want to talk about being scared last night? That Ducks game, that had me on the edge of my seat the entire time. I think up until that second overtime, no team had bigger than like a 6-point lead the entire game. Like Creighton and Oregon, neither team went up more than 6 points for all of the first half, second half, the first overtime. Like it was just a back and forth affair, trading blows. And before we get going on the Ducks, I just want to say Creighton, so annoying to watch them. They threw up 39 three-pointers. They clanked off like 50 of them, it seems like. How that math works out, I don't know. Don't do the math on it. But they missed so many three-pointers and just kept jacking them up that Oregon kept themselves in that game. And the reason they were able to keep themselves in the game is for two dudes. Jermaine Cousinard, and Nafale Dante. With how this season progressed for the Ducks, the injuries and the up and down play, and if they were even going to make the tournament, for the run that they just had, and last night, those guys, not just those guys, the entire team, were absolutely gassed. Huffing and puffing. Like, at one point, I remember they came across the half court. Nafale Dante was hands on his knees, like, looking down at the ground while the game was going. And it's like, dude, there is a play happening right now. Dana's trying to set something up. And he was just, like, dying out there. Like,
when you play 48 minutes, you know, like,
that, yeah, yeah, 48
you're,
minutes.
You're going to be, you know, huffing and puffing out there. And 48 minutes and was, for those 48 minutes, a man amongst boys, you know, for the most part, as far as what he was able to do on the floor. So I totally understand why he was completely gassed.
And Cousinard, again, like, putting the team on his back offensively. The Ducks, I believe, had 7 3-pointers made in that game. He made 6 of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of, you wonder, it's like, if they're able to get someone to score 15 points on top of what they did, are they able to pull this one out? But it really came down to that second overtime as far as scoring goes, and the three started to fall in for Creighton. Even their big dude nailed a three, and that was the backbreaker. I forget his name, but he was their center, you know, 7-footer.
Kalkbrenner, I think it was.
Yeah, Kalkbrenner. And then he nails that three-pointer, and that was one of the more deflating ones where you're like, oh, okay. And gas just ran out on the Ducks, but those two dudes especially, but this team, man, got to be proud of yourself for the way that you showed up and almost beat this really, really good Creighton team. And they come up short. The season ends. Pac-12, though, they've been representing really well in the tournament so far. But the Ducks, they were just right there. And you wonder if also, towards the end of, I believe, regulation, if they're able to get that ball inbounded to someone else besides Nafale Dante to hit those two free throws, you wonder if they come out of this one on top and go to the Sweet 16. But,
well, I think there's a lot of stuff to wonder. Like, you look at somebody like Jackson Shellstad from right here in Portland. Like, if he has a better game than what he has, he doesn't go 1 for 7.
If he doesn't go out at the end of that game with that ankle injury.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's tough.
If he's able to kind of get at least a few of those shots to fall, you know, maybe you have a chance to kind of gain some momentum and keep going. Like, but you're right. Nafale Dante, you did all you can. Like, I mean, do you remember, and it's not the same, but it wasn't the tournament, but the game that Greg Oden played against Florida, you know, in the national championship? It's like, granted, Ohio State lost that game, but everybody was clearly saying, like, Greg Oden was the best person on the floor. Like, what he was shooting left-handed free throws, blocking shots, everything. That was Nafale Dante yesterday. Like, when you put up, 28 and
20.
And 20, you know?
Should have been 22. They had two rebounds where they was same team rebound that went out of bounds. But regardless,
you know, when you're able to get 7 offensive rebounds, you know, and be able to keep plays alive and things like that, like, those things are huge. And, like, I don't know, now you start kind of wondering, you know, clearly, I mean, with Dante being a senior, does he have an NBA career? Probably not.
I was wondering after the game the other day against South Carolina, like, he was great in the Pac-12 tournament, but then seeing what he was doing against South Carolina, I was like, am I crazy or is Dante making himself some money right now?
Because the way
he's been playing is just on both sides of the court, like, there's got to be some scouts out there that are licking their chops at just being able to be a rotational guy in the NBA with the way that he was playing and his size, his strength. Clearly got to get the conditioning up, but I think that's also just from him being a little injured and not playing as much this year, that will come in time. But I would love for him to come back one more year. I pray he does.
I think there's a weird stigma about upperclassmen in college to where it's like, well, why didn't you go to the league when you were a sophomore or a freshman? Because you weren't good enough at that point. And so there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores people would probably take before Nafale Dante. But when you have a kid who can, you know, for the season is averaging, you know, 17 and 9, it can shows you that he can go off for big numbers, you know, against smaller teams. I mean, the league might have some, even in the second round now, you can be something in the league.
Well, he can step out and shoot it a little bit too. So I would say, like, late second round. And let me chime in here really quick. I know we're kind of running out of time with this segment, but The Ducks game yesterday was, it was really fun to watch, but extremely frustrating to me. I'm not trying to like bitch and say like I'm mad at the Ducks, but it was just frustrating for a couple of different reasons watching the game go along. The offensive rebounding or lack thereof was extremely terrible. And you could tell Dana Altman was pissed about that. And I've got to say, hey, props to Altman for being, remember what I said last week? I need to see some fire from Dana Altman. And I had to go eat crow about Dana Altman actually being a good coach. And you know what? I'm Team Altman. Seeing that dude basically, if you all need coaching memes, he is the coaching meme after all of those reactions last night, just flipping out on the sidelines when his guys weren't getting rebounds, when his guys weren't going up the court enough. He was trying to coach the hell out of his guys, but how can you coach two guys that are literally shooting everything and then leaving? I think it was like 0-4-12 at one point where the rest of the team throughout the second half, and Cousinard and Enfali Dante were just leading the charge. So that's not Dana Altman's fault. And frankly, I don't think it's Dante's or Cousinard's fault either. So extremely frustrating in that regard, but really good to see the effort from the Ducks that were healthy. And you're right, Rashad, if they had Shellstad make like another shot or two, I don't think they would have gone to overtime. If they'd even had Rigsby come in and shoot once, I don't think he shot like before the first overtime. You know,
kind of like Joe was saying, like it was a 6-point, no more than a 6-point lead for most of that game. So again, a couple of those shots go in for Jackson Shellstad, then maybe we're having a different conversation at this point.
Yeah, a little frustrating, but still a definite. It's positive to see the Ducks doing this with limited resources. Right. They basically had nothing other than their two star players last
year. And without, you know, Mookie Cook played, what, three games for the Ducks? Two games, you know, this year for them, and then was on the bench. You're talking about a kid who was touted as one of the top recruits, you know, in college basketball this past year. He played LeBron James in a movie, like, you know, so you can imagine what the Ducks could have been if they at least have one more guy on the floor.
And I do have to correct myself, because as soon as I said it, I was like, wait a second, because you did say that he was a senior. Dante, no eligibility left. I thought maybe with that, like, COVID season that he would maybe have 1 year. But Enfali Dante, he is done. So we look to next year, as the Oregon Ducks are now in the Big Ten in basketball. But man, yeah, that would have been, it would have been fun to see them just one more game, because I think that they would have then taken on Tennessee, who had a close game against Texas yesterday. So it'll be now Creighton taking on Tennessee in the Sweet 16. But let's talk more about the madness. One blue blood goes down, start to question what the, what's going on with their head coach? And then we have the chance for two more blue bloods to go down today. Fingers crossed, everybody. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday. But first, Schultzy, Sports Center update. All right, Caitlin Clark giving us something to talk about. We'll get to this in a little bit. But, Rashad, can you tell me where Oakland University is?
Oakland, Oregon?
No, that'd be cool.
No, it's definitely not Oakland, California.
It is not Oakland, California.
As I found out, I was for certain it was Oakland, California.
This kid at the driving range yesterday, he was having a rough day. Not the one that almost killed me, this other kid. He said that one of his brackets, he took Duquesne.
Oh, old like, Duquesne, huh?
I was like, just to win there. What? No, it sounded like he took Duquesne to win it all in one of his brackets.
Wow.
But then as we're watching the Oakland NC State game, it's on the TV at the driving range. He's repping Oakland because he was born in Oakland. And I was like, I don't think this kid knows that this Oakland University is not Oakland, California.
What do your research, kid?
I was like, this poor guy.
This kid's not really from Oakland then, because if you are from Oakland, you, you know exactly. That's not a school in Oakland.
Do your research,
like,
kid.
I mean, you're clearly not from there. You're just making some stuff up.
Come on, bud. Come on now. He's like, yeah, no, I was born in Oakland, yeah, so I'm rooting for him. So, Jordan, do you know where Oakland is?
Is it like Oakland, Kansas? It's Oakland somewhere bum F middle of the country, United States. Well, that would be my guess, so I'm going to throw Kansas out there.
Well, I thought it was a Pittsburgh school, because there is an Oakland area of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a neighborhood or something. I mean, that's why they call Pittsburgh Panthers, their student section is the Oakland Zoo.
Isn't that where Duquesne is, actually? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Duquesne is also, that is their in-city rival. The Pitt Panthers in-city rival.
Duquesne.
That's Mike McCarthy, by the way.
Duquesne.
Yes. Have that on record.
So Oakland University is in the great state of Michigan, actually.
Oakland, is Oakland a city in Michigan?
No, it's Oakland County, Michigan.
Oh, good God.
It's in Rochester, Michigan is where they're from.
Maybe that's where the guy at the, you know, at the bay was talking about to you.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Maybe he was from there. Maybe
it's from Oakland County, Michigan.
I'm repping my Oakland County.
Yeah.
It says, though, now I need to corroborate this. And the reason we're talking about them is because they beat Kentucky. And this is, what is it, the second time in 3 years that Kentucky has lost to a lower seed. I think it was St. Peter's a couple years ago was who they lost to. And now they're losing to Oakland. I'm sure that they both invest in the same amount in their sports programs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very sure about that. How about this? Oakland University. One of their famous alumni, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
The Hoff went to Oakland University.
Did he graduate from there? Or was it just like a 6-month stint?
Well, he has a 57% chance of graduating from there because that is their graduation rate, 57%. I don't know if that's good.
I can imagine the Hoff went super, super tough.
I can imagine he didn't need to graduate.
I mean, when you have that head of hair and that chest hair, like, no, you don't.
Yeah, those guys care
stay
about
in college.
Yeah, they care about their studies, don't they, Rashad?
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't stay at school.
Look like Sly Stallone.
Go out there and make something of yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking at the famous alumni,
and the Hoff became a pop star. So there you go.
I don't know. You do also have the designer of the Chevy Volt. He also went to school there, Maximiliano Larroquette.
Maximiliano.
I think Maximiliano.
I think we can keep that invention. Like, you know, you can hang on to the Volt, but I'm just saying, there's certain inventions I'm like, all right, man.
I think Swag drives a Chevy Volt now.
Does he?
A Hyundai, okay. Whatever their electric car is.
Dude, he rolled up to me on that the other day, and I was shocked. He caught me off guard on that one.
Because he pulled up
it's
all quiet.
Over!
Pulled up all quiet, yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
Who
good
else?
Good old electric car.
Here's the situation.
I drive a Hyundai Buzz, or whatever the hell they're called.
Kendrick Nunn. Didn't know that he went to Oakland.
Kendrick Nunn.
Well, good for them.
It was like a 10-year NBA vet there.
So Oakland, they got the dub. And then they lost to NC State promptly. Thanks to my guy, RJ Burns, the big hoss out there, pushing 300. You see this kid?
I did.
Dude.
I did. I love it. Like,
my favorite player. Again, we talked about this last week. And there's a girl for Iowa State. Who went for 40 the other day. Dude, Big Bertha balling out there. There's no way.
But the touch that she has, when she shoots the ball, like that touch is like, yo, that's going in every time. There's nothing you can do about her.
No way she has a vertical more than a foot, and it doesn't matter. Like, she just backs. You cannot get around this girl. And she came. She led Iowa State back from 20 down, dropping a 40-piece with, like, no jumpers at all the entire time. Just ripping down offense. Well, I shouldn't say ripping down. Yeah, she kind of just – they kind of just fell into her lap. So we have the one blue blood Kentucky going down. Now we have to depend on James Madison taking down Duke today and Grand Canyon, the fighting Lopes. Go Lopes, baby, taking down Alabama. Now, Alabama's not necessarily like a blue blood in basketball, but it is Alabama, so I feel like we have to be designated to root against them.
And they're a top 5 seed, you know, in their over in their region. So, yeah, I mean, Grand Canyon, which I'm going to be honest, didn't know Grand Canyon had a school.
Can you guess where Grand Canyon is?
Is it near the Grand Canyon?
It is actually...
It's in the middle.
It's in Phoenix, so, I mean, it's pretty close, a couple hours away, but Grand Canyon is, I think, about 2-3 hours north of Phoenix.
Hold on, like, this is the Grand Canyon University that we see in, like, the almost for-profit, for-college-looking kind of commercials, right?
47% graduation rate.
Yeah, it's like Apollo freaking college, or allegedly was.
I want to say...
Whoa. I spent some time at Apollo College for a little bit. That's a real thing. Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it isn't a real thing.
No, What are you saying?
Why did you leave, Rashad? Why did you...
I finished the program.
Yeah, there is literally a section in their Wikipedia page that comments on their for-profit restructuring.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
There you go.
Learn how far your mind can take you, man. Like, Ed, with Grand Canyon College. Yeah, Grand Canyon University.
I also hear
there's
that...
There's a reason they don't exist anymore.
What is it they're
saying?
They've been called a diploma mill. as well. They're just trying to get people in. Get, I mean, 47% graduation
rate.
It's
very bad.
That's not. That's very bad. I feel like that is not good.
That is like.
That's some stuff that would get your high school shut down.
Yeah.
If you only had a 47% graduation
rate. That is like the state high school graduation rate here in Oregon. Maybe slightly lower, but right we're not good.
Right after their for-profit restructuring section on Wikipedia, the next one is attempts to return to nonprofit status. And then, and then there's another section, regulatory sanctions. Yeah, that's just going great at Grand Canyon.
That's like if Hugh Hefner started to run a church before he died. That will never work.
Put his money to good use before he passes away.
Not, you'll always be associated with the Playboy bra and all the seedy stuff associated with that. It's never, you will never shake that Grand Canyon University name from those commercials. I love how the first thing I think of was those commercials.
Go Lopes, baby. Go Lopes. Hey, I will say, though,
congrats.
That we do have some sort of rooting interest in the Lopes is because, I'll tell you why. We have a former Oregon Duck on the team that transferred there. Locke Wirr. Locke Wirr is on that. I don't know what he did for this team this year. I can't listen. Wasn't watching a lot of Grand Canyon basketball this year. He did average 5.8 points for them. So, again,
killer season.
Go Lopes, baby. So, dude, Kentucky, though, I mean, just to go back on them. Calipari, what are we doing, bud? He has to kind of be going into next season, like, I don't know, and do something, like, of note. Like, you keep getting top recruits, top recruiting classes, and what have you done, not just the last three seasons, I mean, hell, I need to go by their year by year. Like, when's the last time they made a Final Four? Like, this is Kentucky we're talking about.
It's been at least a decade, right?
Dude.
They won a championship within 2 or 3 years of him getting there. Possibly two, if I'm correct.
But yeah, that was like
had Anthony
15...
Edwards, or excuse me, Anthony Davis.
That was like 15, 20 years ago.
Who else was on that amazing Kentucky squad that ended up winning, you know, the
at least four other NBA players, like in that 3 year stretch.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's the thing. I think Kentucky, it's more so the name, you know, the college name, you know, the blue blood status.
2012 is when they won that championship.
So it's the blue blood status that comes with Kentucky because you're right, they haven't won a national championship or even competed in like the Elite Eight for a little bit, right?
The last Final Four that they were in, the national semifinal, was in 2014-2015.
Okay, so you're talking 10 years ago, you know, just about that happened.
Yeah.
But still, 10th pick of last year's draft, Cason Wallace, you know, in the second round, Chris Livingston. The year before that, Shaedon Sharpe, you know, Ty Washington, you know, so you're going to get guys that are going to go in the first round from Kentucky every single year, regardless of how bad that they end up, you know, that they end up doing in the tournament. And you're going to get at least one of those players going in the lottery in most cases.
From the Vancouver Ford text line, Grand Canyon coached by Bryce Drew, which I did know that. Thank you for the reminder. Brother of Scott Drew. Bryce Drew is the one who hit the game-winning shot for Valparaiso, or however the hell you say that school's name. I just call him Valpo, against Ole Miss in 1998. I do remember that old clip as well. And someone's saying that Locke Wirr, now he's getting his IT degree in under 14 weeks, plus a free Chromebook.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Man, getting money over there. I love it.
Give me that Chromebook.
Grand Canyon University, notable alumni. Henry Cejudo, MMA fighter.
Cahoots.
There you go. I mean, not quite the Hoff, but, you know, well, they'll take it.
Not quite the Hoff.
Tim Salmon.
Oh, Slammin' Salmon.
Dude, let's go. That's a World Series winner right there. Kevin Warren, current president and CEO of Chicago Bears.
If they were smart.
Who's who?
If they were smart, they would put Tin Salmon all over that freaking university. Just everywhere.
Yeah, it's I'm saying that Oakland gets the win with this one. Oh, I guess we got to look at James Madison now. We'll do that during the break. We'll see who the notable alumni for James Madison University is. Because they, I mean, if anything, you know, Grand Canyon, yeah, we're rooting them for today, but I want to see James Madison get the dub, especially over Duke. Isn't the James Madison mascot the Dukes? I think they're the James Madison Dukes.
That sounds correct.
So we have Madison Dukes. That's correct.
The Dukes versus Duke today. All right. Go Lopes, go Dukes. All right, we're going to look up the notable alumni. But also, and whether we get to this in the next segment or not, the Streisand effect, a little education on what that is.
I got to know.
And why that matters right now in March Madness. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, looking at James Madison. It's okay. Is this what you were doing on the ice rink, dancing to this song?
Yes, I have a whole routine to staying alive.
Over at Oaks Park.
I'm a legend at Oaks Park. Let's not do that. We can go skating anytime, fellas.
No, I'll be holding on to the railing the entire time.
See this guy. Yeah.
I'm good. Get me on the ice skates, though. I think I'd do fine.
Well, it's like get some rollerblades then when you go
like
to Oaks
riding
Park.
A bike. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, get some rollerblades then when you get to Oaks Park. Same thing.
Let's see. James Madison. Not seeing a lot here going on at James Madison. I'm trying to stay away from the academic section. The athletic section, because you know, usually we'll get a couple good ones. Scott Norwood. I don't know if that's okay. I don't know if that's a good one. I don't know if you want to claim him. Let's see. Lindsay Zarniak, ESPN anchor. Haven't seen her on the TV though in a while. Hope she's
working for the Ocho now.
Is that where she's at?
I think so.
Who else we got here? Scrolling. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think Oakland University wins it with the Hoff. I mean,
that's a pretty significant pop culture icon.
Okay, I did see this. PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. He's one of their top people over there at Barstool. He's got the Pardon My Take podcast. He was actually at the game the other day. I've seen clips of him going around. I forget who James Madison beat in the first round. In which, you know, I actually had them winning that first round game in my bracket that I hastily picked all my games within like 5 minutes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. It was like we had to have the office.
Smart.
We had to have the office pool brackets turned in by 9 a.m. on Thursday. I got into the office at 8:45 and then just went. Blah, blah, blah,
so
blah.
I do have a question.
Men's and women's.
I do have questions for the both of you because I'm almost for certain, Jordan, you did a bracket this year.
I did do a bracket.
Yes.
How many brackets do you have?
Oh, just one of each. We men's and women's.
Yeah, I did the pool here, and then also at my former employer, they still let me in their pool, so I did that pool as well.
Did you pick the same teams for both brackets?
No. I honestly tried to do...
You got to mix it up.
Pretty similar, but you got to give yourself a tiny bit of extra. Like, I didn't go, like, 16s on one and, like, ones on the other, but I varied it.
PFT, it was Wisconsin that James Madison beat the other day. But he was getting into it with Wisconsin fans. I don't mind that at all. Again, being the small school, talk your ass. Talk your ass, all right?
Well, yeah, you got to do that. But you got to make sure you're competing to start talking that ass. And, I mean, as far as, you know, Wisconsin, they did their job against Wisconsin. So you can talk as much as you want to. Might be a little bit different against Duke, but, you know, maybe not. This isn't the Coach K-led Dukes.
Roll Dukes.
Yeah, this isn't the Coach K-led, you know, Blue Devils. So
roll Dukes, we'll roll Lopes. Out. Come on, baby. I'm pretty sure in my bracket I also have Grand Canyon winning this game, too. Listen, it's a far... I got a long way to go, all right? I think that $20 is long gone. Oh, Jim Acosta, CNN White House correspondent.
Okay, well, that's...
Oh, God.
It's probably
he went to James Madison.
Went to James Madison. Yeah, not Grand Canyon.
I mean, either one, honestly. Like zippity doo-dah. Like, good for you, buddy.
Let's see. Yeah, it's. I'm sorry, the Hoff. It's up and it's good. Looks like he's the winner. Oh, a few musicians though. Looks like James Madison is known for their musicians. Butch Taylor of Dave Matthews Band. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. He was out on the quad.
There's
singing
one.
For the ladies. Yeah. No. I'm sorry. James Madison, you're not bringing the fire. You're not bringing the heat. No. What I got here on my notes here? Oh yeah, Streisand effect. You guys don't know what that is? I had to learn about this myself.
Does it have anything to do with Funny Girl?
Funny Girl. Is that a movie?
You one of hers.
Well, it has to do with Barb.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Caitlin Clark giving us something to talk about. We'll get to this in a little bit. But, Rashad, can you tell me where Oakland University is?
Oakland, Oregon?
No, that'd be cool.
No, it's definitely not Oakland, California.
It is not Oakland, California.
As I found out, I was for certain it was Oakland, California.
This kid at the driving range yesterday, he was having a rough day. Not the one that almost killed me, this other kid. He said that one of his brackets, he took Duquesne.
Oh, old like, Duquesne, huh?
I was like, just to win there. What? No, it sounded like he took Duquesne to win it all in one of his brackets.
Wow.
But then as we're watching the Oakland-NC State game, it's on the TV at the driving range, he's repping Oakland because he was born in Oakland. And I was like, I don't think this kid knows that this Oakland University is not Oakland, California.
What do your research, kid?
I was like, this poor guy.
This kid's not really from Oakland then, because if you are from Oakland, you know
exactly.
That it's not a school in Oakland.
Do your research, like, kid.
I mean, you're clearly not from there. You're just making some stuff up.
Come on, bud. Come on now. He's like, no, I was born in Oakland. Yeah, so I'm rooting for him. So, Jordan, do you know where Oakland is?
Is it like Oakland, Kansas? It's Oakland somewhere, bum F, middle of the country, United States. Well, that would be my guess, so I'm going to throw Kansas out there.
Well, I thought it was a Pittsburgh school, because there is an Oakland area of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a neighborhood or something. I mean, that's why they call Pittsburgh Panthers, their student section is the Oakland Zoo.
Isn't that where Duquesne is, actually? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Duquesne is also, that is their in-city rival. The Pitt Panthers in-city rival.
Duquesne.
That's Mike McCarthy, by the way.
Duquesne.
Yes. Have that on record.
So... Oakland University is in the great state of Michigan, actually.
Oakland, is Oakland a city in Michigan?
No, it's Oakland County, Michigan.
Oh, good God.
It's in Rochester, Michigan, is where they're from.
Maybe that's where the guy at the, you know, at the bay was talking about to you.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Maybe he was from there. Maybe
it's from Oakland County, Michigan.
I'm repping my Oakland County.
Yeah.
It says, though, now I need to corroborate this, and the reason we're talking about them is because they beat Kentucky, and this is, what is it, the second time in 3 years that Kentucky has lost to a lower seed. I think it was St. Peter's a couple years ago was who they lost to, and now they're losing to Oakland. I'm sure that they both invest in the same amount in their sports programs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very sure about that. How about this? Oakland University. One of their famous alumni, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
The Hoff went to Oakland University.
Did he graduate from there? Or was it just like a 6-month stint?
Well, he has a 57% chance of graduating from there because that is their graduation rate, 57%. I don't know if that's good.
I can imagine the Hoff went super, super tough.
I can imagine he didn't need to graduate.
I mean, when you have that head of hair and that chest hair, like, no, you don't.
Yeah, those guys care about
in college.
Yeah, they care about their studies, don't they, Rashad?
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't stay at school.
Look like Sly
Stallone.
Out there
and make something of yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking at the famous alumni.
And the Hoff became a pop star. So there you go.
I don't know. You do also have the designer of the Chevy Volt. He also went to school there. Maximiliano Larroquette.
Maximiliano.
I think Maximiliano.
I think we can keep that invention. Like, you know, you can hang on to the Volt, but I'm just saying there's certain inventions I'm like, all right, man.
I think Swag drives a Chevy Volt now.
Does he?
A Hyundai, okay. Whatever their electric car is.
Dude, he rolled up to me on that the other day, and I was shocked. He caught me off guard on that one.
Because he pulled up all quiet. Pulled up all quiet. Yeah, yeah. I don't like that.
Who else?
Good old electric car.
Here's the situation.
I drive a Hyundai Buzz or whatever the hell they're called.
Kendrick Nunn. Didn't know that he went to Oakland.
Kendrick Nunn.
Well, good for them.
It was like a 10-year NBA vet there.
So Oakland, they got the dub, and then they lost to NC State promptly. Thanks to my guy, RJ Burns, the big hoss out there, pushing 300. You see this kid?
I did.
Dude.
I did. I love it. Like,
my favorite player. Again, we talked about this last week, and there's a girl for Iowa State who went for 40 the other day. Dude, Big Bertha just balling out there. There's no way.
But the touch that she has, when she shoots the ball, like that touch, is like, yo, that's going in every time. There's nothing you can do about her.
No way she has a vertical more than a foot, and it doesn't matter. Like, she just backs. You cannot get around this girl. And she came. She led Iowa State back from 20 down, dropping a 40-piece with, like, no jumpers at all the entire time. Just ripping down offense. Well, I shouldn't say ripping down. Yeah, she kind of just – they kind of just fell into her lap. So we have the one blue blood Kentucky going down. Now we have to depend on James Madison taking down Duke today and Grand Canyon, the Fighting Lopes. Go Lopes, baby, taking down Alabama. Now, Alabama's not necessarily like a blue blood in basketball, but it is Alabama, so I feel like we have to be designated to root against them.
And they're a top five seed, you know, in their over in their region. So, yeah, I mean, Grand Canyon, which I'm going to be honest, didn't know Grand Canyon had a school.
Can you guess where Grand Canyon is?
Is it near the Grand Canyon?
It is actually.
It's in the middle.
It's in Phoenix, so, I mean, it's pretty close, a couple hours away, but Grand Canyon is, I think, what, 2-3 hours north of Phoenix?
Hold on, like, this is the Grand Canyon University that we see in, like, the almost for-profit, for-college-looking kind of commercials, right?
47% graduation rate.
Yeah, it's like Apollo freaking college, or allegedly was.
I want to say...
Whoa. I spent some time at Apollo College for a little bit. That's a real thing. Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it isn't a real thing.
No, what are you saying? What are you saying?
Why did you leave, Rashad? Why did you...
I finished the program.
Yeah, there is literally a section in their Wikipedia page that comments on their for-profit restructuring.
Uh-huh. That's,
okay.
There you go.
How far your mind can take you, man. Like, with Grand Canyon College. Yeah, Grand Canyon University.
I also hear
there's
that...
There's a reason they don't exist anymore.
What is it they're
just saying?
They've been called a diploma mill as well. They're just trying to get people in. I mean, 47% graduation rate.
It's very bad.
That's very bad. I feel like that is not good.
That is like...
That's some stuff that would get your high school shut down. If you only had a 47% graduation
rate. That is like the state high school graduation rate here in Oregon. Maybe slightly lower, but we're not good.
Right after their for-profit restructuring section on Wikipedia, the next one is attempts to return to nonprofit status. And then, and then there's another section, regulatory sanctions. Yeah, that's just going great at Grand Canyon.
That's like if Hugh Hefner started to run a church before he died. That will never work.
Put his money to good use before he passes away.
Not, you'll always be associated with the Playboy bra and all the seedy stuff associated with that. It's never, you will never shake that Grand Canyon University name from those commercials. I love how the first thing I think of was those commercials.
Go Lopes, baby. Go Lopes. Hey, I will say, though,
congrats,
that we do have some sort of rooting interest in the Lopes is because, I'll tell you why. We have a former Oregon Duck on the team that transferred there. Lock Wur is on that. I don't know what he did for this team this year. I can't listen. Wasn't watching a lot of Grand Canyon basketball this year. He did average 5.8 points for them. So, again,
killer season.
Go Lopes, baby. So, dude, Kentucky, though, I mean, just to go back on them. Calipari, what are we doing, bud? He has to kind of be going into next season, like, I don't know, and do something, like, of note. Like, you keep getting top recruits, top recruiting classes, and what have you done, not just the last three seasons, I mean, hell, I need to go by their year by year. Like, when's the last time they made a Final Four? Like, this is Kentucky we're talking about.
It's been at least a decade, right?
Dude.
They won a championship within 2 or 3 years of him getting there. Possibly two, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that was like
Anthony Davis.
That was like 15, 20 years ago.
Who else was on that amazing Kentucky squad that ended up winning, you know, the
at least four other NBA players, like in that 3 year stretch.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's the thing. I think Kentucky, it's more so the name, you know, the college name, you know, the blue blood status.
2012 is when they won that championship.
So it's the blue blood status that comes with Kentucky, because you're right, they haven't won a national championship or even competed in like the Elite Eight for a little bit, right?
The last Final Four that they were in, the national semifinal, was in 2014-2015.
Okay, so you're talking 10 years ago, you know, just about that happened.
Yeah.
But still, 10th pick of last year's draft, Cason Wallace. You know, in the second round, Chris Livingston. The year before that, Shaedon Sharpe, you know. Ty Washington, you know, so you're going to get guys that are going to go in the first round from Kentucky every single year, regardless of how bad that they end up, you know, that they end up doing in the tournament. And you're going to get at least one of those players going in the lottery in most cases.
From the Vancouver Ford text line, Grand Canyon, coached by Bryce Drew, which I did know that. Thank you for the reminder. Brother of Scott Drew. Bryce Drew is the one who hit the game-winning shot for Valparaiso, or however the hell you say that school's name. I just call him Valpo, against Ole Miss in 1998. I do remember that old clip as well. And someone's saying that Locke Wirr, now he's getting his IT degree in under 14 weeks, plus a free Chromebook.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Man, getting money over there. I love it.
Give me that Chromebook.
Grand Canyon University, notable alumni. Henry Cejudo, MMA fighter.
Cahoots.
There you go. I mean, not quite the Hoff, but, you know, well, they'll take it.
Not quite the Hoff.
Tim Salmon.
Oh, Slammin' Salmon.
Dude, let's go. That's a World Series winner right there. Kevin Warren, current president and CEO of Chicago Bears.
If they were smart,
who's who?
If they were smart, they would put Tin Salmon all over that freaking university, just everywhere.
Yeah, it's I'm saying that Oakland gets the win with this one. Oh, I guess we got to look at James Madison now. We'll do that during the break. We'll see who the notable alumni for James Madison University is, because they, I mean, if anything, you know, Grand Canyon. Yeah, we're rooting for it today, but I want to see James Madison get the dub, especially over Duke. Isn't the James Madison mascot the Dukes? I think they're the James Madison Dukes.
That sounds correct.
So we have Madison Dukes. That's correct.
The Dukes versus Duke today. All right, go Lopes, go Dukes. All right, we're going to look up the notable alumni. But also, and whether we get to this in the next segment or not, the Streisand effect, a little education on what that is.
I got to know.
And why that matters right now in March Madness. We get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, looking at James Madison. Is this what you were doing on the ice rink, dancing to this song?
Yes, I have a whole routine to staying alive.
Over at Oaks Park.
Oh, bro, I'm a legend at Oaks Park. Let's not do that. We can go skating anytime, fellas.
No, I'll be holding on to the railing the entire time.
See this guy. Yeah.
I'm good. Get me on the ice skates, though. I think I'd do fine.
Well, it's like get some rollerblades then when you go
like
to Oaks Park.
It's like riding a bike. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, get some rollerblades then when you get to Oaks Park. Same thing.
Let's see. James Madison. Not seeing a lot here going on at James Madison. I'm trying to stay away from the academic section, the athletic section, because, you know, usually we'll get a couple good ones. Scott Norwood. I don't know if that's okay. I don't know if that's a good one. I don't know if you want to claim him. Let's see. Lindsay Zarniak, ESPN anchor. Haven't seen her on the TV, though, in a while. Hope she's...
She's working for the Ocho now.
Is that where she's at?
I think so.
Who else we got here? Scrolling. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think Oakland University wins it with the Hoff. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, that's a pretty significant pop culture icon.
Okay, I did see this. PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. He's one of their top people over there at Barstool. He's got the Pardon My Take podcast. He was actually... he was at the game the other day. I was seeing clips of him going around. Just at, I forget who James Madison beat in the first round, in which, you know, I actually had them winning that first round game in my bracket that I hastily picked all my games within like 5 minutes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh yeah, it was like we had to have the office
smart.
We had to have the office pool brackets turned in by 9 a.m. on Thursday. I got into the office at 8:45. And then just went blah, blah, blah.
So I do have a question.
Men's and women's.
I do have questions for the both of you because I'm almost for certain, Jordan, you did a bracket this
year. I did do a bracket.
Yes.
How many brackets do you have?
Oh, just one of each. We men's and women's.
Yeah, I did the pool here and then also at my former employer, they still let me in their pool. So I did that pool as well.
Did you pick the same teams?
No.
For both brackets.
No. I honestly tried to do...
You got to mix it up.
Pretty similar, but you got to give yourself a tiny bit of extra. Like, I didn't go, like, 16s on one and, like, ones on the other, but I varied it.
PFT, it was Wisconsin that James Madison beat the other day, but he was getting into it with Wisconsin fans. I don't mind that at all. Again, being the small school, talk your ass. Talk your ass, all right? Well.
Yeah, you got to do that, but you got to make sure you're competing to start talking that S. And, I mean, as far as, you know, Wisconsin, they did their job against Wisconsin, so you can talk as much as you want to. Might be a little bit different against Duke, but, you know, maybe not. This isn't the Coach K-led Dukes.
Roll Dukes.
Yeah, this isn't the Coach K-led, you know, Blue Devils. So
roll Dukes, we'll roll Lopes. Out. Come on, baby. I'm pretty sure in my bracket I also have Grand Canyon winning this game, too. Listen, it's a far... I got a long way to go, all right? I think that $20 is long gone. Oh, Jim Acosta, CNN White House correspondent.
Okay, well, that's...
Oh, God.
That's probably
Went
to James Madison. Yeah, not Grand Canyon.
I mean, either one, honestly. Like, zippity-doo-dah. Like, good for you, buddy.
Let's see. Yeah, it's, I'm sorry, the Hoff. It's up and it's good. Looks like he's the winner. Oh, a few musicians, though. Looks like James Madison is known for their musicians. Butch Taylor of Dave Matthews Band. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, he was out on the quad singing
one.
For the ladies. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. James Madison, you're not bringing the fire. You're not bringing
sorry.
The heat. Nope. What I got here on my notes here? Oh yeah, Streisand effect. You guys don't know what that is? I had to learn about this myself.
Does it have anything to do with Funny Girl?
Funny Girl. Is that a movie?
One of hers.
Well, it has to do with Barbara Streisand. Okay. Apparently, the Streisand effect is when you bring attention to something that nobody really knew about. But because you yourself brought the attention on it, now everybody's going to know about it.
Oh, like Hannibal Buress and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, in a sense. But it wasn't like what would have been.
Wasn't creepy.
Well, how that would have worked, it would have been like if Bill Cosby said something about it. And then everybody was like, well, I didn't know about this. And then they looked into it and it was like, oh, wait, Bill Cosby, you're a disgusting human being. So Barbara Streisand, what happened with her is she did it about some sort of beach home that she had in LA in the early 2000s, and it like then raised awareness towards like beach erosion and like these fancy mansions that people had and how it was making it worse on the coastline or something like that. And then basically she complained about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, outed herself. Yeah.
Why am I talking about this? Well, Kim Mulkey, LSU head coach, she went on like a 4 or 5 minute tirade yesterday during her press conference. Because apparently the Washington Post has been trying to reach out to her for the last 2 years because they're writing an article about her. Not only have they reached out to her, they've reached out to former players, former coaches, and associates of hers. And they then basically told her, like, hey, we're giving you, like, one last chance. We've been trying to talk to you for the last 2 years. You got until, like, Tuesday to get back to us for an interview. And if not, we're moving forward with her article. She was not happy about that. She felt like it was an unfair timeline that she said with us preparing for our game, they knew that we couldn't have the time to be able to respond to this article.
Which is fair-ish.
They've been trying to reach out to her for 2 years. Writing this article.
We've been great for 2 years. Like, I'm busy with Angel Reese.
Because there's no off-season,
off-season.
Right?
Yeah. No so off-season, right? I think after 2 years, you would probably expect...
summer ball.
Expect them to run the story at like, peak impact time, which is when LSU is in the NCAA tournament. Duh.
So, Kim Mulkey...
Come on, Kim.
Now, basically, one of the worst people in sports.
She's so pleasant, isn't she?
I have my own thoughts on Coach Mulkey, but continue.
She's a winner.
Those are it, but some of them.
You don't want to hang out with every winner out there. I didn't want to hang out with Bobby Knight. I don't want to hang out with Kim freaking Mulkey either.
Well, and you know, she just she came to the defense of a Brittany Griner so well too when she was over there in Russia, right? You know, she was definitely staunchly defending her. Oh wait, no, she didn't actually say anything about that and kept telling reporters don't ask her about it. So, you know, what did she do though? Just won a national championship at Baylor. But now everybody is like, well, I didn't care about this Washington Post article, nor did I even know that it was going that this was kind of on the horizon. But Kim Mulkey, who has now apparently hired the best defamation lawyer in the country, and I will be suing the Washington Post if they file any false report or story about me, is now basically everyone's like, well, hell. I'm ready to read this Washington Post article.
I
want to
know what it says now.
Caught being an ass, Kim?
I want to know. I want to know what it says now.
Yeah.
She's a good old girl. You know, like we talk about good old boys all the time like that. And you can listen in her delivery. I wish you did that to Angel Reese. Angel Reese would have got mopped up because Angel Reese isn't a fighter. She's a pretty girl that hoops. She's holding me back, girl. Yeah, get out of here. She's, you know, let me like that. That's not her. That's not her game. That's not her role. So, yeah, I'm not super surprised. There's something she says the N word a lot. I can almost guarantee it. I'm surprised I'm telling you,
I love you, Rashad.
I guarantee she says it a whole lot. I can almost guarantee
you're like not around the Paula Deen situation
when she's not around her team when she's and I'm surprised she never let it slip. It come out. This is probably what the article's about. Like, I mean, she let it slip one time. I can almost guarantee it in her life. I guarantee she's I didn't mean.
Maybe this is what the article's about.
That's what I'm saying.
She could be the Paula Deen of sports, allegedly.
Dude, be careful. She might sue
your
ass.
Makes a good chicken.
No, that's allegedly.
I could be mad at Paula Deen because, damn it, she can fry a good chicken. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen some of the sides she makes? Those biscuits? Paula Deen.
She like, gets a pass.
I think a lot of us forgave Paula Deen for whatever. We was mad at first. I'm not going to
front. What the hell is this? Oh, my God.
I'm not going to front. Like, we were. It took a minute.
Is that a peach cobbler?
God, dang it. That cobbler looks so good.
I'm going to educate you on DeQuesney's head coach, Keith Dambrit, in the commercial break.
DeQuesney.
He thought that he had the pass. In fact, he did have the pass. And I'll educate you in the commercial break because, boy, bold move on his part. But hour number two coming up. We got to get to the Shohei Ohtani stuff because in his interpreter, I don't know if you saw this story, Rashad.
Yes, I did.
It just keeps getting better.
Can't trust nobody, bro.
It keeps getting better. Who knows if he even speaks Japanese at this point? You wonder with this guy's backstory, because it's not holding up. It's not holding up. Who bites a person, honestly, and a lot more. So hour number two coming up, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, looking at James Madison. Is this what you were doing on the ice rink, dancing to this song?
Yes, I have a whole routine to staying alive.
Over at Oaks Park.
I'm a legend at Oaks Park. Let's not do that. We can go skating anytime, fellas.
No, I'll be holding on to the railing the entire time.
See this guy. Yeah.
I'm good. Get me on the ice skates, though. I think I'd do fine.
Well, it's like get some rollerblades then when you go
like
to Oaks Park.
It's like riding a bike. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, get some rollerblades then when you get to Oaks Park. Same thing.
Let's see. James Madison. Not seeing a lot here going on at James Madison. I'm trying to stay away from the academic section, the athletic section, because, you know, usually we'll get a couple good ones. Scott Norwood. I don't know if that's okay. I don't know if that's a good one. I don't know if you want to claim him. Let's see. Lindsay Zarniak, ESPN anchor. Haven't seen her on the TV, though, in a while. Hope she's...
She's working for the Ocho now.
Is that where she's at?
I think so.
Who else we got here? Scrolling. I'm sorry. I think Oakland University wins it with the Hoff. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, that's a pretty significant pop culture icon.
Okay, I did see this. PFT commenter from Barstool Sports. He's one of their top people over there at Barstool. He's got the Pardon My Take podcast. He was actually... he was at the game the other day. I've seen clips of him going around just at, I forget who James Madison beat in the first round, and which, you know, I actually had them winning that first round game in my bracket that I hastily picked all my games within like 5 minutes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh yeah. It was like, we had to have the office
smart.
We had to have the office pool brackets turned in by 9 a.m. on Thursday. I got into the office at 8:45. And then just went blah, blah, blah.
So I do have a question.
Men's and women's.
I do have questions for the both of you, because I'm almost for certain, Jordan, you did a bracket this year.
I did do a bracket.
Yes.
How many brackets do you have?
Oh, just one of each. We men's and women's.
Yeah, I did the pool here, and then also at my former employer, they still let me in their pool, so I did that pool as well.
Did you pick the same teams?
No.
For both brackets.
No. I honestly tried to do...
You gotta mix it up.
Pretty similar, but you gotta give yourself a tiny bit of extra. Like, I didn't go, like, 16s on one and, like, ones on the other, but I varied it.
PFT, it was Wisconsin that James Madison beat the other day, but he was getting into it with Wisconsin fans. I don't mind that at all. Again, being the small school, talk your ass. Talk your ass, all right? Well.
Yeah, you got to do that, but you got to make sure you're competing to start talking that S. And, I mean, as far as, you know, Wisconsin, they did their job against Wisconsin, so you can talk as much as you want to. Might be a little bit different against Duke, but, you know, maybe not. This isn't the Coach K-led Duke.
Roll Dukes.
Yeah, this isn't the Coach K-led, you know, Blue Devils. So
roll Dukes, we'll roll Lopes. Come on, baby. I'm pretty sure in my bracket I also have Grand Canyon winning this game, too. Listen, it's a far... I got a long way to go, all right? I think that $20 is long gone. Oh, Jim Acosta, CNN White House correspondent.
Okay, well, that's...
Oh, God.
It's probably
He went to
James Madison. Yeah, not Grand Canyon.
I mean, either one, honestly. Like, zippity-doo-dah. Like, good for you, buddy.
Let's see. Yeah, it's, I'm sorry, the Hoff, it's up and it's good. Looks like he's the winner. Oh, a few musicians, though. Looks like James Madison is known for their musicians. Butch Taylor of Dave Matthews Band. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, he was out on the quad
there's
singing
one.
For the ladies. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. James Madison. You're not bringing the fire. You're not bringing the heat. No. What I got here on my notes here? Oh yeah, Streisand effect. You guys don't know what that is. I had to learn about this myself.
Does it have anything to do with Funny Girl?
Funny Girl. Is that a movie?
One of hers.
Well, it has to do with Barbara Streisand. Okay. Apparently, the Streisand effect is when you bring attention to something that nobody really knew about, but because you yourself brought the attention on it, now everybody's going to know about it.
Oh, like Hannibal Buress and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, in a sense, but it wasn't like what would have been.
Wasn't creepy.
Well, how that would have worked, it would have been like if Bill Cosby said something about it and then everybody was like, well, I didn't know about this. And then they looked into it and it was like, oh, wait, Bill Cosby, you're a disgusting human being. So Barbara Streisand, what happened with her is she did it about some sort of beach home that she had in L.A. in the early 2000s. And it like then raised awareness towards like beach erosion and like these fancy mansions that people had and how it was making it worse on the coastline or something like that. And then basically she complained about it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, outed herself. Yeah.
Why am I talking about this? Well, Kim Mulkey, LSU head coach, she went on like a 4 or 5 minute tirade yesterday during her press conference because apparently the Washington Post has been trying to reach out to her for the last 2 years because they're writing an article about her. Not only have they reached out to her, they've reached out to former players, former coaches, and associates of hers. And they then basically told her, like, hey, we're giving you like one last chance. We've been trying to talk to you for the last 2 years. You got until like Tuesday to get back to us for an interview. And if not, we're moving forward with our article. She was not happy about that. She felt like it was an unfair timeline that she said with us preparing for our game, they knew that we couldn't have the time to be able to respond to this article.
Which is fair-ish.
They've been trying to reach out to her for 2 years. Writing this article.
We've been great for 2 years. Like, I'm busy with Angel Reese.
Because there's no offseason.
Offseason.
Right? Yeah. No so offseason.
So right? I think after 2 years, you would probably expect them to run the story at like peak impact time, which is when LSU is in the NCAA tournament. Duh.
So, Kim Mulkey.
Come on, Kim.
Now, one of the worst people in sports.
She's so pleasant, isn't she?
I have my own thoughts on Coach Mulkey, but continue.
She's a winner.
Nah, those aren't. I mean, those are it. But
she
some
speaks
of them,
her mind.
Some of them, but no.
You don't want to hang out with every winner out there. I didn't want to hang out with Bobby Knight. I don't want to hang out with Kim freaking Mulkey either.
Well, and you know, she just she came to the defense of a Brittany Griner so well too when she was over there in Russia, right? You know, she was definitely staunchly defending her. Oh wait, no, she didn't actually say anything about that and kept telling reporters don't ask her about it. So you know, what did she do though? Just won a national championship at Baylor. But now everybody is like, well, I didn't care about this Washington Post article, nor did I even know that it was that this was kind of on the horizon. But Kim Mulkey, who has now apparently hired the best defamation lawyer in the country, and I will be suing the Washington Post if they file any false report or story about me, is now basically everyone's like, well, hell. I'm ready to read this Washington Post article.
I
want to
know what it says now.
Caught being an ass, Kim?
I want to know. I want to know what it says now.
Yeah.
She's a good old girl. You know, like we talk about good old boys all the time like that. And you can listen in her delivery. I wish you did that to Angel Reese. Angel Reese would have got mopped up because Angel Reese isn't a fighter. She's a pretty girl that hoops. She's hold me back, girl. Yeah. Get out of here. She's, you know, let me like that. That's not her. That's not her game. That's not her role. So, yeah, I'm not super surprised. There's something she says the N-word a lot. I can almost guarantee it. I'm surprised she says she. Oh man, I'm telling you,
I love you, Rashad.
I guarantee she says it a whole lot. I can almost guarantee.
You're like not around the Paula her team, Deen situation
when she's not around her team. When she's and I'm surprised she never let it slip. It come out. This is probably what the article's about. Like I mean, she let it slip one time. I can almost guarantee it in her life. I guarantee she's. I didn't mean.
Maybe this is what the article's about.
That's what I'm saying.
She could be the Paula Deen of sports, allegedly.
Dude, be careful. She might sue your
ass.
She
makes a good chicken.
No, that's allegedly.
I could be mad at Paula Deen because, damn it, she can fry a good chicken. You know what I'm saying? Have you seen some of the sides she makes? Those biscuits? Paula Deen.
She like, gets a pass.
I think a lot of us forgave Paula Deen for whatever. We was mad at first. I'm not gonna
like,
front.
What the hell is this? Oh my God.
We're not gonna I'm not gonna front. Like we were it took a minute.
Is that a peach cobbler?
God, dang it, that cobbler looks so good.
I'm gonna educate you on DeQuesney's head coach Keith Dambrit in the commercial break.
DeQuesney.
He thought that he had the pass. In fact, he did have the pass. And I'll educate you in the commercial break because, boy, bold move on his part. But hour number two coming up. We got to get to the Shohei Ohtani stuff because in his interpreter, I don't know if you saw this story, Rashad.
Yes, I did.
It just keeps getting better.
Can't trust nobody, bro.
It keeps getting better. Who knows if he even speaks Japanese at this point? You wonder with this guy's backstory, because it's not holding up. It's not holding up. Who bites a person, honestly, and a lot more. So hour number two coming up, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.